I would assume the Cardinals are doing their due diligence to figure out how to make this organization better. I really don't have much to say about it. I haven't heard anything yet, so I'm just kind of sitting here going out and competing, and that's about it.
Nolan, you indicated last year that your intent was to stay here. You reiterated that at the All-Star break, saying you opted in for a reason. Has that opinion of yours changed at all over this past few weeks?
I mean, I'm just here to try to help the team win, and I'm here to help the Cardinals win while I'm here, and I'm going to compete the best I can right now. And whatever happens, happens. You know, it's hard for me to sit here and speak on some of these things. You know, like I said, I think the Cardinals, you know, those guys are smart up there, and I think they're looking at every way to make this team better. And that's just kind of how I see it.
Well, players earn the right for a no trade. Have you been approached about waiving your no trade?
No, I haven't been talked. I haven't been asked about anything yet. Like I said, I'm just here. I'm going to go compete. I'm going to go in there tomorrow. I'm going to come in tomorrow ready to work, try to help this team win a ball game, and that's really all my focus is on right now.
Whether or not they have approached you, there was a report that you had indicated at least to someone that you would waive it for the Dodgers. Is that a thing you can comment on?
I haven't talked to anybody, you know, really, so I don't know where those reports came from, but, you know, like I said, when Mo comes up to me, once I have those conversations, we'll have them.
Nolan, you've been through this before. I mean, actually, probably twice now,
yeah.
Where people ask about this. Has it changed at all because this is happening in the backyard, your family, your friends? This is where those reports are coming. Not that they're saying it, but that it's coming from that town.
Well, I mean, I think it's just California, and, you know, I don't know. I really don't know where those reports are. You know, like I said, I don't have much to say really about it. Besides, I haven't been approached by Mo or anything. I just think they're doing their due diligence as they should.
Would you like this noise to be closed off at some point in time?
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be closed off on Tuesday, so yeah. I'm just trying to get to the weekend, play these next two games as hard as I can, try to help us win, and then we got a nice little day off after this 17 game stretch, and then go from there.
Have you been able to filter out the noise?
I mean, it's pretty easy. I mean, play terrible today, so my focus tomorrow is on finding a way to help be better, you know. So it's for me, it's kind of easy, you know, and just focus on. I've been through this before, but for me, it's easy as far as my focus is like, how do I can help the team win tomorrow?
Is it different this time, Nolan, because when you went through it before, my understanding of your expectation is that when you got here, that was it, that you wouldn't have to go through that again. Is this different this time?
From Colorado?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's different. But, you know, I guess sometimes this is what happens when you're not playing well. These discussions are going to come up.
You said you want to be here. You opted in to stay here. Can you squash this? I mean, is it kind of in your court because you have the no trade?
I mean, like I said, I'm not going to speak on it. I'm going to go out there tomorrow and try to help us win a ball game. I'm going to keep repeating the same old nonsense you guys don't want to hear, but, you know, I'm here to win. I'm going to do the best I can tomorrow, and that's what I'm focused on.
Have you lost any confidence in the ability to win here?
I mean, we're losing, so I don't know right now. I mean, I can't, you know, I don't look at the future. I look at right now, and that's what I'm paying attention to. So, I mean, it's hard for me to look beyond this year because, you know, you never know what happens in a year. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I'm just focused on what's going on right now, and right now we're not playing very good. So hopefully we could change that tomorrow.
You have the power of the no trade, but the Cardinals also have the power to come out and say we're not trading Nolan Arenado when this goes away. Is it your preference that if that's the case, you would prefer them to say that?
I mean, whatever they want. I mean, sure, you know, I think it's a business and they want to find ways to make this team better. So, however, you know, like I said, they're doing their due diligence about what's going on and what's out there. And like I said, if we have those discussions, we'll have them.
From your perspective, is what makes this team better, you being on it?
I mean, I don't know. Right now, we're not playing very well, so I don't know. I would assume I think I make this team better. Today, I didn't do a very good job.